Welcome back, folks. Lucha Dog in the morning, hanging out with you and Belly, and Potts is trying to get a hold of us. We might be able to get him in at some point before the end of the day. We are very excited to hang out with you guys. As always, we've got Hot Mess Kim on the line. Good morning, Hot Mess. How are we feeling today?
It's Friday.
What's that?
It's Friday. It's always a good day when it's Friday. It's Friday and it's my birthday weekend.
It's Friday. It's your birthday weekend. And apparently this is all happening at once with Maddie Potts joining the show. Hello, brother.
Greetings and salutations.
Holy shit. It is all happening together. You got Hot Mess Kim on the phone. We're just starting the second segment. Good morning. Hello, Matt. Where have you been, Potts?
Asleep.
All right, I love it. So welcome. So we've got Kim, we've got Potts. Let's do this damn thing. Belly, well, let's just get everybody's real quick. What do you guys think? I want Kim and then I want Potts.
They probably have done chiropractic.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Is the chiropractor a doctor or a quack? Potts, you first.
A doctor? Well, I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say a doctor, but they are definitely essential. I mean, there's this great company called The Joint here. And it's like a program where it's $18 a month, and you can go four times a month. But, dude, you're literally in and out in 5 minutes, and they just crack you. You're like, crack, 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 and that's it. You're done. But, like, you walk differently.
Kim,
my business partner, Scott, he swears by it. He goes once a week, and, I mean, if he's gone 4 days, he literally starts to, like, get grumpy. He's like, I got to go to The Joint. And he'll just literally get up and leave the store and go. I mean, it's that essential. I went there. I stopped doing that. What I do is like the $25 like Asian foot massage place. And some are, it's hit or miss. Once you find a good one, though, you stick with it. And this is not like a rub and tug. You go and, dude, it's $25 for an hour. I don't know how these people make money. And it is like, again, I'm on my feet all day. I'm bartending all weekend. And if I don't go Monday, I mean, I'm not right, man. Like, it's crazy what a massage will do for your mind. I recommend it to literally everyone. I'm telling you, it's really important. But again, I can afford to go because it's $25. I tip the guy $10 or $15 every time, so it's like $35 to $40. But and then they have a card where if you go 10 times, the next one's free, which brings the whole average down as well. And I fucking swear by it. I am not kidding. I mean, it's really essential.
So, Kim, what about you?
I've never been to a chiropractor, and I've never gotten a professional massage.
You've never had a professional massage? Potts, yell at her, please.
I mean, I wouldn't call this professional. Like, somewhere like massage.
No. What you're saying is not a professional. She's saying she hasn't done that. Or even a just massage in general.
I mean, you're missing out. It's one of the greatest things in life. I mean, literally, I look forward to it. I'm not kidding. Dude, sometimes I'll fall asleep and I'll, like, the guy will be massaging my feet and I'll kick and I'll, like, kind of kick the guy in the face because I am in, like, so much pleasure I pass out. I mean, I'm not actually sure if I've ever stayed awake throughout an entire hour of massage. That's how much I love it. It's great.
So, Kim, what are your thoughts on a chiropractor? Do you trust them?
Yeah, I mean, my cousin's wife works at a chiropractor's office.
Okay, but you've never trusted them enough to crack your own neck or back, is that right?
That's sketchy. Yeah. That's
No, I'm not saying that I've never been because I don't trust them. I've just never been because I've never picked up the phone and scheduled an appointment for one.
Okay.
But she would go.
All right. Here's the question that I want Kim on the line for. We're just going to bail from chiropractors. Good luck, yes. Belly. Give us a update, next week. We hope you feel better.
But I'm just letting you know, like, Hot Mess, after a long night of drinking and then you wake up in some dude's bed, you roll over, you don't even remember his name. You have to, like, run out of bed, scramble, pick up your clothes that are in, like, a pile at the edge of the bed. Like, those mornings, nothing is better than a cup of coffee and a nice back massage. I'm just letting you know. After a night with me, you're going to need two back massages. You ain't going to be walking
right. If I woke up in your bed, I would just have you give me a back massage.
Oh, all right. Well, touche.
It's getting too real, folks.
It's getting too hot in here.
Way too hot in here. Let me ask Belly something here.
I thought we were asking Kim something.
Now, I'm going to you for this. Kim's on the line.
He said he was going to ask me this question.
All right, it's going to Kim. You're getting it, Kim. By the way, thanks for drinking with us on Wednesday night. Potts, you were there hanging out with us. You saw the race. Your boy took it down. And by the way, real quick disclaimer, there was no head start the second time. Belly got a late start.
You are a cheating motherfucker, first off. Thank you for bringing that up. For starters, I've completely forgot you guys were doing
it. I'm just slow.
Yeah, and,
Braxton Blue. He messaged me. He's like, dude, are you watching this? You got it. They're about to race. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was in my car coming back from a baby appointment.
That's not safe.
And he said the actual drinking episode was really good. He was like, dude, it was such a nice change of pace. He's like, but they're about to race. So I turned it on. And it's so cool how you can literally switch over. And now you're doing this live stream outside.
Showing airplanes.
Yeah, we're showing airplanes because everybody had to see the airplane, apparently.
Right.
Show the airplane.
I don't even remember
show
that.
The airplane.
I honestly don't even remember
the
that.
The plane.
I mean, were you guys pretty
really
hammered?
Wanted everybody to see that goddamn airplane.
Kim, Potts just asked, cool. Was everybody hammered? We had six beers in an hour. How are you feeling,
I was
Kim?
Toasty.
I'm fine.
No. After that hour, when we went out to that race, you were pretty toasty along with all of us, right?
I wouldn't say that I was toasty, but I was definitely buzzed. So you guys have to remember, I go out like four or five nights a week.
Yeah.
Girl,
I do not see six beers in an hour
some beers.
Making her toasty.
That was kind of a typical Wednesday night for a little hot mess.
Just a typical Wednesday night. What is that?
Six beers in an hour. Get out of here. Here's what I wanted to point out. When you're doing a race... Jesus. Nice. When you're doing a race, this is why I was trying to tell Kim, ready, set, go. You need to, I go on timing. So I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting for go. No. Can we just all for 1 second?
Dude, you had false starts.
Time out. No, I'm muting everybody if I have to. No, you know, I'm not going to do that. Can we at least, I know it's funny, but just one time, can we all agree Kim was fucking with us the entire time and purposely making us false start? If you watch the video, it's exactly what she's doing. Okay, don't blame me.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Thank you.
I was doing it on purpose.
Exactly. So don't say I cheated. You were trying to fuck with us, and I'm going on timing. So if you go ready, set, go. Yeah, I'm leaving early because I'm going on timing, man. Let's go. And the second
one.
Well,
you did have a good lunch, Luch.
Huh?
I'll give you that. Like, you had a good takeoff.
I told Belly, if we go from a baseball stealing position, you're done for. I'm so used to it. But I don't think I could go off the blocks. And I got to say, can we give Belly some credit? Because, dude.
Well, we lost Putts.
Dude, well, there he goes. Dude is like, you know, 50 pounds heavier than me and flying. You were flying.
Yeah.
That first race when she just goes, okay, fine, ready, set, go.
By the way,
we were like,
remember,
whoa.
I said earlier in the show, I hurt my back on Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. Belly was racing with a hurt back, so there is a protest. Kim, can we do this again with you?
Yeah.
I'll still do that.
And I won't.
I'll still live up.
No, I don't mind you fucking with us. I just don't want to be blamed for taking false starts.
Some of this is going to be gone. We'll take video of me getting my chest waxed one day this week.
That's happening. So this week, Belly will get one strip of his chest hair waxed. He's not going to do the whole.
And you're going to tape it?
Yeah, we're taping for the show.
Wow.
I already spoke to the chest waxer. She said she's down for one strip, but she's not going to pay and do a whole free thing of his entire chest.
No.
Not happening.
One strip is all we want.
Great.
So
great. One strip is all we want, and it's going
to
hurt.
Potts, we're trying to come up with new ideas
two
and fun things to
if
do.
If she gets a little satisfaction out of the first strip.
She's going to love it. She's going to love it. You know somebody who waxes hair for a living? It's like somebody who pops pimples for a living. You see a huge pimple, they're going to be like, yes.
Dude, when I was trying to impress my now ex-wife, I let her wax my chode, and it was the most painful thing ever. I would literally on my back, on the laying on the floor on the carpet, on my back, my legs over my head or whatever, and letting her go to town with waxing my chode, and it was painful. But I ended up marrying her, so I guess mission accomplished on that one.
Kim, response.
I'm just laughing over here.
I can hear her in my ear. Just,
first of all, you're what? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
about the taint?
What hairy? A chode is a penis that is wider than it is long.
No, chode is the same as taint.
No.
Yeah, it's the same as taint.
No.
Oh. Yes, it is.
We have a two for Kim's on his side of it.
Guys, okay. Social Media Lounge, please be the judge.
Let's let them judge.
Chode, does it mean a penis that is fatter than it is long? Or is it the space between your butthole and your balls? It's not that. That's a taint. A chode and a taint are not synonyms. Come on.
I think they are.
Let me Google it.
Yeah, Kim, can you Google it for us, please? Belly, what's going on in the social media lounge? They have to be popping off, I'm sure.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Chode and taint are different.
Thank you.
That's a chode.
Whatever, you podunks from Virginia. You don't know shit.
From Virginia.
Yes, you are. You're from Virginia. We're all from Virginia. All right, I love you. Social Media Lounge, you guys are the best.
What were you going to ask him?
Well, I was going to ask him something, but I'm 3 minutes from break.
Wait,
so.
Tell me. What do you want to ask?
I want to ask you guys all this. Maybe I'll preface this. We'll go to break. We'll come back and finish here. Kim, are you gone after this segment, or are you with us till the end?
Till like.
I mean, I could probably hang out a little bit longer.
All right, cool. So let's just get her thoughts on this. I know she's got to get back to work. Planning a trip.
Hold on. She's at work right now?
Yeah, she's working from home. The dedication is clutch.
I don't have an office, Pops. I work from home.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Kim's office is wherever she is.
So,
yeah, I'm just in an office building talking about chodes really loudly on my phone.
All right. So planning a trip with your friends. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this because as you get older, things like church trips, field trips, group trips, whatever, they don't happen anymore. They're not placed in front of you. You have to go and seek them out. Belly, what do you got?
I'm laughing because the third definition of chode on Urban Dictionary is Huntington Beach douchebags who wear tap out shirts and threaten ultimate fight anybody who bumps into them at a bar. That's a chode. None of them are.
So moving forward, planning a trip with your friends as you get older gets to be tough because everybody's got families and schedules and jobs and things that they like to do. And oh, by the way, as you get older, you really love your me time. So you get a little bit selfish with it, and you should. It's fine.
And money's.
Money gets tight. I'm curious, have you guys tried to plan a trip with your friends recently? Because what's happening to me is I've got my two best friends from high school, from elementary school, all right? We grew up a tripod of friends.
Oh,
and we're trying to work on... Can you not?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Someone agreed with me.
Yeah,
someone.
I know. You're on the radio. Can we not have every...
Never.
God. I'm trying to get him to realize that he's on air instead of like doing this. Oh, that's a good one.
Can't help it.
Do that.
I just think things
Here's
will come
do.
Out. You
Here's
know how it is.
It. Mute. Here. Close yourself.
No, no.
Open yourself to talk. Well, then have some control.
Never.
Jesus Christ.
You said we were going to break.
I have been trying to get this off the ground for the last 8 minutes. If you'll let me, we will do that.
We're friends.
Jesus.
Going
I'm going to break.
To break.
You guys are a mess. Belly is taking it home for the rest of the show.
Guess where we are? TTR Studios.
I'm so bitter right now. Not really. It's just funny because of the amount of effort that this kid put in towards a professional production. He stayed up late last night putting this whole studio together on his own. But when the air hits and we're on the microphones, we're commenting along with the social media lounges
social
if we're not
media
a co-host.
Says it should be ready go instead of ready set go.
You,
so you
guys don't know what you're
it.
Talking
boom,
about. You
boom,
all get out
boom.
Of here. We're going to break. When we come back, I'm talking to these two about planning trips with your friends and why your eye colors suck.